Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. The Reverend Randy Ashbery is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We Americans, and especially we Lutherans, are not so keen on being told what to do and how to live. And surely, that would be living by the law, we like to say. And surely, we are people of the gospel. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight. Rather, we are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We confidently believe that the Son has set us free, and so we will be, and are now, free indeed. This is most certainly true. Yet, once we are justified, once we are set free from sin's curse, how now shall we live? This is the way of wisdom that Solomon passes on to his son. These are the paths of righteousness on which Jesus, our King of Peace, calls us to walk all the days of our lives. Not only does our Lord delight to justify us and set us free from sin and death, He also delights to instruct us in living as His redeemed, restored, forgiven children. And yes, we may actually delight in being told what to do and how to live. By our gracious Savior, that is. Martin Luther expressed it well in 1521. When he was attacked for several of his teachings, he wrote to defend and explain the scripture-based points of doctrine. And one of the teachings Luther defends and explains is the biblical truth that sin remains in every one of us after baptism. Yes, we are washed clean. And yet, this side of eternity, we remain sinners and saints at the same time. Individually, each of us is the beaten, half-dead man in the parable of the Good Samaritan. And Good Samaritan Jesus brings us into the inn of His church to heal and convalesce for the rest of our earthly existence. And then altogether, we are the three measures of flour into which a woman puts a little bit of leaven. And the leaven, Luther says, is the faith and grace of the Holy Spirit. It works gently and gradually. And over time, we become a bread of God, Luther says. Then Luther gives this gem of sanctified wisdom. This life is not godliness, but the process of becoming godly. Not health, but getting well. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not finished, but it is actively going on. This is not the goal, but it is the right road. At present, everything does not gleam and sparkle, but everything is being cleansed. And so we need the wisdom of Proverbs. We keep hold of our Lord's instruction, for she, his instruction, is our life. We do not walk in the way of evil, ways of killing babies, ways of prejudging others based on skin color, ways of stirring up dissension, either in person or online, ways of letting our anger control us, ways of giving in to sensuality. We do not walk in the deep darkness of the world around us, or the self-centered deep darkness that emanates from within each of us. You see, these are the old ways of folly, the ways of life before Jesus, before the faith and grace of the Holy Spirit. So when you hear and read the pearls of wisdom in Proverbs, don't keep them at arm's length. Don't be afraid that you'd be living by the law. Instead, embrace them. Learn from them. Live them. They are the way of life because they come from the Lord of life. Yes, it was first King Solomon giving practical godly wisdom to his son. But these are also the words of our true King of Peace, our Lord Jesus himself. As St. Paul proclaimed, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So when you walk in his way, your step will not be hampered. Because he has made you righteous. Your path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. And by that bright path of the righteous, you can see your way through the gloomy times of your life and the dark, thorny issues of the day. And by it, those who still stumble in their darkness of sin may just get to see the only way out. You see, the way of wisdom and the path of the righteous is actually Jesus himself, the way and the truth and the life. Because of Jesus' bloody sacrifice on the cross for you, you may keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the spring of life. Or as Jesus said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.